And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill. This week we have Anthony.
Hello.
Steven.
Howdy.
And you can reach out to us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com or send us a text message or voicemail at 801-896-4335 or 801-896.
Hey, what does that spell, Bill?
Geek.
Oh, perfect.
Just the last
timing.
Four.
Just the last four. Just the last four.
And you can help support us at our Patreon page, patreon.com/geekswired, where you can also get access to the podcast early and our special one.
Bonus podcast. Geeks are, get this, ladies and gentlemen, wireless. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Bill, is it, you know, I heard it was, you know, talking to some people about the podcast, and I mean, there's this rumor going around that if they actually send you a text or email, that you will actually read that personally and potentially on the air during our show if they so choose.
Or at least answer the question.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I know.
I just want to make sure that that was true.
Yes, it is true. Absolutely.
Is that a new feature?
It's been an always around.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yes. But we are going to, now that you're back.
Now that I'm back.
Because you're way more into Sonic than we are.
I'm way more into Sonic than a lot of people are.
Yes. I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Right off the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The owl.
Yeah, I never have heard that origin story.
Well, I mean, but does the owl exist in any of the...
To my knowledge, no.
Okay.
You know, to my knowledge, honestly, like, you know, when I really stop and think about, you know, and like I said, I am a super fan, but I don't know the entire lore, like the back of my hand, you know what I mean? But I do know a lot.
If I Google for Sonic Owl, I get a lot of like what looks like either cartoon images, like from a show, or from a comic.
Yeah, so, and so I think that there was a character that was an owl in the comics. That's actually more or less what I'm familiar with.
Old Man Owl.
But as far as the whole origin story of him, I you know, to my knowledge, there's never been like a Sonic origin story. So the movie was such a nice way to introduce it, in my opinion, because I was like, you know what? That could actually work because I don't know of any other Sonic origin that they just crapped on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't really be mad. And that's why I think a lot of people weren't mad about the movie. Like a lot of super fans actually liked the movie, you know, and some people that weren't fans of Sonic liked the movie still. For the part of Robotnik played by Jim Carrey. Have you read any reviews?
I haven't.
Oh, so after we watched the movie, I went home and like watched as many reviews as I could.
Yeah.
Seriously, because I was like, I told my wife, I was like, you know what? Like that was a perfect Sonic movie in my opinion. Like that's, I can't think of anything that I would want from it. The one thing that I did want from it, you get in the after credit scene. Because I was like, you know what? That's the only thing that I would want. And then poof, there it is. And I was like, well, I'm 100% happy. But a lot of people, you know, this one guy was like a huge Sonic fan that I was listening to his review on YouTube. And, you know, he had the same things to say as me.
Nice.
And I was like, hey, look at that. See, another huge Sonic fan like that. And he was fans of the games. Okay. So I'm a little bit different in the sense that I've never owned a Sega system. In childhood or adulthood, never had a Dreamcast, never had a Genesis, never had a CD or Mega Saturn or whatever. But, you know, I've been to, you know, friends' houses and I played Sonic, of course, and I thought it was really cool. I thought, you know, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. But what really got me into Sonic was that my parents, when they would go out like on the weekends or something and I was a little older and I could stay at home alone, they would, you know, always try to sweeten the pot by like, you know, renting me a video game or, you know, whatever, so that I had something to do while they went out. And one of the things that they used to do was buy me comic books, you know? And it's funny enough that, you know, they were, I don't know what they were really, but they kind of never picked like mainstream Marvel comics for me.
Yeah.
They picked Sonic, like, they were like, oh, maybe he'll like this. And so I started liking Sonic more through the cartoons and the comics than I ever did the video games. So I actually liked him as like the straight up character. And the comic book is made by Archie Comics, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And I had recently gotten a gift like in the last couple years that was so cool. My wife actually bought me one of those Do you know how they sell those, like, it's almost like the size of a Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
And it's Archie Comics? Mm-hmm. Well, this one was like an all Sonic one. And I would seriously kill for a subscription to this, because I told her, I was like, you know, I'm going to read this thing like 4 or 5 times because I do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, like, she was laughing because I put it in the bathroom even, and I would read it every time I went number 2. And, you know, I read it over and over and over again, and I was like, man, they still make them this good. You know, I need a subscription to this thing. So if anybody at Archie Comics wants to toss me a subscription, I will review Sonic comic books. No, but seriously, it was really cool. And another thing that I learned in that same vein is, like, for comic books, I love Batman. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I love Green Lantern, and I love, you know, comic book heroes and their comics, respectively. But I only got into those when I was an adult. Now, with Sonic, like, I still get giddy about those. I don't actually currently purchase them regularly, but I, you know, when somebody gives me one as a gift because they know I like Sonic, I'm always pumped.
Right.
But my comics that I actually still like to get are weird ones. Yeah. Not weird, but like off the beaten path.
Yeah.
So I like Street Fighter, which is based on the Street Fighter fighting game. I love that comic book. My roommate to this day, he like gets me every Street Fighter comic he can get in. Like in the last couple of years, he's gotten me all of them that have come out. And I'm just like, oh, I love this. Like the last one he got me was like Akuma versus Hell. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And then, I like Mega Man too, which Mega Man is owned by Archie, that I found out by reading that Reader's Digest style Sonic comic book, because I was thumbing through it and it was saying, like, here's our other products, you know what I mean? And one of the products that I really, really want, and someday I'm going to purchase the collection, because it's kind of like Netflix, you know, has that way of getting people that I don't want the content later, I want it now. So now that this series is over, I want to buy the whole collection, and it's a freaking crossover of Sonic and Mega Man.
Nice.
And I was like, what? That's a thing? I totally want to get that. Oh, so back to Sonic the Movie, though. So I also watched like some of the Easter eggs because I wanted to see how many I caught, you know, like the Green Hill area and the Green Hill
and all that. Yeah.
And the ones I missed. And the one that I missed that was, that I half missed, I guess you could say, was the opening scene with where it was Baby Sonic and the Owl Lady.
Yeah.
And then the echidnas come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I knew they were echidnas.
Yeah.
But they actually stopped and froze a frame on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, I swear that's Knuckles, because he's red underneath the stuff that he wore.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? And not all echidnas are red. Even in the comics, you know, you'll find these wild off-colored ones. Like even, you know, in the Hedgehogs, there's Sonic that's blue, there's Shadow that's red and black, and there's Silver that's like silver. So like, I was like, what? No way, that looks exactly. I mean, they froze this frame and they were like zooming in on like where the clothing was kind of draping a little and the hands and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, that's going to be awesome.
So Screen Rant has a thing that says the only bad change to the game, like, to the games, was the owl.
Yeah, that the they didn't like owl. That.
Yeah, they just basically describe it as a... Oh, what was it?
And see, I could see how somebody would be like halfway disappointed about that, but at the end of the day, like when I look at it, I'm just kind of like, no, that was a good answer. Mm. You know, it tugged at your heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
did
like...
it though? Like...
I thought so, because...
A plot device that they use for like 2 minutes.
Or like a minute. But I mean, it's
and
kind
then they
of like...
never reference it again.
But I thought it kind of adds to that loneliness of Sonic that he feels throughout the movie. Yeah, it's like, maybe. Oh, I lost my paternal, because you don't see Sonic's parents.
And always running.
Yeah.
That mentality.
Yeah. 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 So I feel like I didn't think that it was a bad thing that they added that. I did, however, feel like the way they CG'd the character could have been a little bit more cartoony like the other animals.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the echidnas looked straight up animated. Sonic looked straight up animated. The owl looked like an owl.
Yeah.
But, you know, still.
It's easier to make an owl. Like, you can actually make an owl look believable.
Right. Well, yeah, no, that's true.
To a point, because it's still talking. It's the same reason they run into, Game of Thrones with these. We know what wolves look like. Uh-huh. So, you know, the giant wolves don't quite look real enough, while the dragons look real because... There's no such thing, and they can do generally whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Creative liberty.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know, we've talked about this when we were watching the movie, how there's that what, Into the Wild or something like that. That,
oh yeah,
that movie with Harrison Ford and the dog and Alaska or Antarctica or something.
Animal and robot movies, they always die in the end.
Yeah, but I mean, it was kind of like one of those things that I'm so lukewarm on CG animals. Like, I don't not like it, but I don't necessarily 100% think that every animal should be CG'd. So, like, we were talking...
CG'd in an otherwise real-life setting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're going to use a dog for this whole entire movie, and it's supposed to be a real dog, but it's going to be in CG the whole time. Now, in something like, you know, The Life of Pi, where it would have been really hard to get a tiger to do all those things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's understandable, and they did a really brilliant job on that. And so here's where I'm lukewarm in something like The Call of the Wild is the dog. You know, I know that you can train dogs to do like amazing things, but the CG does help when it comes to conveying emotions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so like that, I understand that, you know what I mean? Because when he looks at him all like cockeyed, or you can definitely tell what he's thinking just based on that emotion. But that's not a face that a dog would necessarily make. But it's so, you know, it's done so well in CG that you're like, well, I still know what he's trying to say, you know, in a funny way or a sad way or whatever. Kind of like that, you know, the Peter Rabbit, even though that they talk English in that, like those expressions on the rabbit, it's like no rabbit would ever do that. But at the same time, like because they've CG'd him realistic, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that is actually kind of funny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's like a little person. The personification is what it helps, like that CG. But at the same time, I don't know. It's kind of like I grew up with like Homeward Bound, where it's all those freaking dogs. They're real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
Their movies, reactions are real. And they're, it's more of the entire body of it.
Yeah. And it's like we said, real. It's tangible. It's like why Star Wars Episode 4 is timeless, because everything is so set in stone. The set pieces and stuff like that are just... You know, there's a realism to the fantasy that makes it, you know, last.
So how would you feel about owning the original Star Wars in their original format?
Is it like on like a film strip?
No, no.
Like a reel?
Like on Blu-ray. On 4K Blu-ray.
So when you say in their original format, do you mean like without any edits?
Without the edits. Without any... the first... As if it was in 1978. So
none of the silly CG stuff.
Correct. Yeah, none of the what about the, or whatever.
No Han shot second.
Yeah, no.
After jumping around.
What about the what's Jabba the Hutt? Where it says do they cut that scene out? Because that wasn't in the original.
That's not in the original.
So they're cutting it?
Well, it wasn't there.
They could
probably have it in extra stuff, but it's not. Right, I'm talking about the original.
Or are they going to be talking about if I were to walk in at when? When was it? 1976?
78.
So if I was to walk in a theater and watch the cut of the movie that everybody got to see in that year, how would I feel about that?
Yeah,
I would totally like to watch it for sure.
Would you buy it?
For how much? That's the big thing. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. If they're going to charge more for seeing it like that, then I already have the trilogy and I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that much of a collector that I need to spend, $90 on this thing.
There's the 11-movie box set.
Okay, the saga. With,
20 discs, it feels like.
Why is there 11 movies? Oh, because they're counting the other, the special editions.
Rogue One and Solo.
Oh, they're calling that. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. The spinoffs, okay.
So you get everything. You can buy the entire box set. Where'd they... Of course, they hit the price again.
They always hide the price.
I know,
because that's the big thing, man.
Just look for a dollar sign.
Hashtag awesome.
Control F.
I probably should have had this way more set up.
Yeah, you should have.
That'll happen.
So how much? What's the price on this bad boy? Because that's what I want to. That's what I really want to know.
Wow, this is. I dislike your useless. Control F.
Well, I mean, it probably does.
I looked at
exist.
Something similar to this, like the whole. I don't know, what do they call them, phases or whatever, the whole entire up to right now after Endgame Marvel set. And, oh my God, the extras that came in that were so cool. You got like a picture signed by like the entire cast. You got like, you know, a Tesseract and little figures and all this stuff. And it was actually pretty awesome. But it was still like, you know, like $900 or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, I can't do that. I wish I could, you know what I mean? Because it's such a cool set. But the thing is, like, if you bought those movies, you've already bought them. So it's kind of like buying them in this collector's edition. I don't know, man. Like for somebody like me that, you know, I already bought them, so I don't like buying them twice. Do you know what I mean?
Target has it for 4K for $249.
You know, that right there is not a bad price.
Target or Best Buy?
Best Buy. Target was also on this, too. Walmart had
It says only at Best Buy, though, so that's why I'm wondering.
Okay, might be.
Isn't it an exclusive?
Oh, it could be.
Target had the exclusive. Must be. Best Buy has the 4K exclusive. Walmart has the 1080 exclusive.
Weird.
Yeah, but theirs is...
Are these 4K Blu-rays then have to be played in a special Ultra HD player?
For Best Buys, yes.
Okay. I am totally not interested in those, but I'll take the 1080s.
And that's Walmart, and that's $100 less.
And I would totally pay $150 for all 11 movies like that. That's actually a pretty good price. I mean, you don't get the cool bells and whistles like I was talking about with the Marvel thing, but still, that's decent, you know what I mean? 11 movies for $150 and you get the cuts of those originals, too.
And if you really, really don't care, you already have all the specialness. You bought the Blu-ray of the current ones and everything.
Uh-huh.
You can buy them individually.
How much are they individually?
Okay. That is not, I'm not seeing.
Because if you do that 250 divided by 11, it's $22.72.
Yeah.
So it's actually
The 11 movies. There was quite a few discs in there because there's all sorts of bonus footage.
Yeah.
And you also can buy it digitally and you can buy all this other stuff.
Okay. That's cool, though, man. You know, I'd be totally down with that.
But yeah, and let's see, we're going to take a temporary break.
Temporary break. You guys won't know.
And we're back.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I bet you guys think we were gone for like not even a little bit, but we were actually really doing something important for an hour, two hours, and some change. But not really.
A couple days.
Yes.
Maybe a year. Probably not a year.
A little under a year.
Forever. Eternity and beyond? No. Infinity and beyond. Those four terms.
There you go.
So you get bonus discs back on the Star Wars.
Yeah, bonus discs.
Totally.
I think that's a good deal. Do you know what I mean? Honestly. You know, if I had like $150 to spend on that, I probably wouldn't just because I have Disney Plus.
$150 or $250?
Well, the $150 for the 1080p one, but $250 for the 4K one. So, I mean, I don't care about 4K, honestly. I mean, we have fast enough internet at my house that we can stream in 4K, and it's like, yeah, that's cool, but when it goes back to 1080, I don't, like, freak out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the 4K isn't, like, a huge selling point for somebody like me, which, you know, to somebody out there, maybe $100 extra is worth it. They're like, oh, my God, I got to have that 4K.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, this will be like, the first time that Rogue One and Solo will be in 4K.
Is the first time?
Yeah.
But not the first time that A New Hope will be in 4K?
They did a special edition release.
Oh, did they?
So I have all the original six on Blu-ray.
Okay.
They did a special release on that.
Yeah, but that's only 1080. That's what I have. Or do you have it on
4K? Yeah, it's only 1080.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a 4K player, so I didn't want.
Yeah,
I didn't
see, that's my thing, okay? Because I'm not going to go buy a 4K player. Because the only thing that, you know, I never bought a Blu-ray player. My mom did, and I really tried to get her just to buy a PlayStation 4, mostly so that when I came over, I could bring games. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I spent some time with her, I could use it
that
way.
That was initially, at that time, the best Blu-ray player because there was a lot of download and stuff.
It was like so cheaper, too.
If you have the PS4 Pro, it can play
4K.
4K movies, I think.
Oh, can it? I have a PS4 Pro.
So you have one.
So I didn't know that. I thought it was only Xbox that had.
That's what I thought too.
The Ultra HD player.
So I'm kind of confused.
Which I have one of those too. I have the Xbox. Well, no, I don't. I don't have the Xbox's version of the Pro. So I have the Slim.
I'll take that back. There's other articles that say it cannot. So
question mark? Question mark?
I'm pretty sure it can't because I'm pretty sure I remember reading that.
Okay, so I mixed up my Rogue One, not Solo. Rogue One and Force Awakens. This will be the first time they'll be on 4K.
Oh wow, interesting. The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens is in 4K on Disney Plus right now.
Is it 4K or is it 10?
They say it's Ultra HD.
Maybe it must be in, for I guess, purchase. It does say purchase.
Yeah. Hey, you know what movie I watched on that Disney Plus that was actually pretty good?
Frozen 2.
The second time that I watched. No, is Frozen 2 on there?
I got a push notification that said
I gotta watch Frozen 2.
I gotta watch it.
I gotta watch Frozen 2.
Hey, I liked the trailer. I thought the trailer was really interesting.
Me too. No, no. The trailer totally sold me, and I was actually going to go to the theater to do it, but the people that I wanted to go see it with had already seen it, and I was like, well, I...
You're a social movie goer?
I'll wait. Yeah, because I don't want to go by myself. Yeah, so am I. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
But I would have gone by myself to Sonic. Even though I'm sure my wife would have gone with me. So yeah. She'll always go with me for anything.
What movie then?
The second Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Oh.
You know, when I saw it in theaters, I was like, yeah, that was okay. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wasn't disappointed and I wasn't like, oh, the movie sucked. But when I watched it again, I was like, man, you know what? This movie actually is really good. I don't know, man. Like, seeing movies in the theater is one thing. But seeing them in the comfort of your own home when you've got a nice entertainment system, nice TV, and where you can pause it, get a snack, go to the bathroom or whatever, for some reason I can get more out of a movie at home and then realize like some things that I didn't realize before.
So have you ever gone to... Okay, I can see that last point you just meant. Have you ever gone to what they call like the 4D movie theaters?
What's that? Oh, is that the one where like the chairs rock or whatever?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if like that might help you out or anything.
I wonder. I've always wanted
Or if you ever been to like an actual IMAX theater, not like the real
3D? Yeah. I've been in an actual IMAX theater, but I didn't see a movie in 3D on that IMAX.
Okay. All right, that's what I was wondering. And I wonder if because whenever we go to the movie here, you always see like them have the nice like red like recliners and stuff right. Like that. Would that help?
You know what? It has man, that's a tough one. It helps the movie going experience, but I don't know if it enhances the movie for me. Okay, because like I've been to when I was in medical school, I was in Yakima, Washington, and they had a like a 21 and over only movie theater. Okay. And that's because it was literally attached to a bar,
okay,
like a bar and grill, but they had these movies there too. And, you know, it was like $13 a ticket, which I was completely okay with because I mean, in this situation, you're dealing with 21 people and over,
mm-hmm,
there's not going to be any crying babies or anything during that movie. So you're going to deal with adults.
Yep.
There are recliners there that you sit in. And plus that you
could order
in Yakima, Washington.
Okay.
And then you could get beers and you could get drinks and popcorn and stuff, but you could also get straight up food there. Like you could order a burger or like an appetizer sampler.
Yeah. And AMC's starting to do like the food and
that's
stuff too.
The second one that I went to. So when I was doing forensics in Birmingham, Alabama, we went to the AMC one of those, and those are so cool, man. Yeah. Those theaters are like the best experience at going to the movie theater that I've ever had. I mean, because you do get the same thing. This movie theater wasn't even like a, I feel like it was more of like a, let's have an entertainment space. Because there were people there that were eating at the bar and grill. That's like an AMC bar and grill that had a full bar. There were people there just chilling, drinking and eating. Yeah. And then you've got where you buy your tickets. And then you've got the movie theater itself. But I mean, it was like a lot of people hung out there just because it was a pretty chill like vibe that they had going there. But their recliners were awesome because they were like electronic. You could like just like slide it back and forth, and you could like get it to where, you know, you could have your feet a little high, or you could put them like parallel.
I think I've been
down
to a Regal that's pretty much like that.
Oh, it was so cool, man. But the tickets to that were only $11. I mean, that's not bad. You know what I mean?
Okay, usually we're into that when there's actual competition in the area. When certain places, the further away the competition, the
more that they jack the price. Kind of like where we live.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely like here.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I feel like our cost of living and stuff here is not nearly high enough to be like, hey, let's charge $15 to go see a movie. And I'm just like, whoa, man, I can't do that.
That's
what's
nice about a new theater rolling in.
Right, the competition. But we also have that new theater in Blackfoot that I really like. That Blackfoot Movie Mill.
Oh my God,
I love that place. Yeah. I've gone to see a movie there. Like when it was Christmas
super cheap
time,
even for their snacks.
Oh man, yeah. You like so. I took my friend, my roommate, and we went and watched 1917. Okay. That's the theater that we went to watch. That the matinee was $5. We get in there, you get like a large drink, nachos, and a hot dog for like $7 or $8, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, "I'm gonna get a large popcorn and a soda." He's like, "Dude, this large popcorn, this giant freaking popcorn, and this giant soda cost me $6."
Mm-hmm.
It's like I paid $6 for my drink at the other place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude, like, we gotta, he's like, I would see more movies if the price was that way, because I've gone to the movies mm-hmm. way more at that theater recently for things that I'm only remotely interested in.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Fantasy Island. Well, why not? It's worth $5 yeah. to me. Mm-hmm. It's not worth, it's, you know, 15.
It's yeah. kind of like how MoviePass was when people had that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's so, like.
The important question, how much were the nachos?
$3.
Yes.
Right?
So, how big were the nachos?
Oh, they were like,
like, go okay, to so a, do you a drive station, or I mean a gas station nachos?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I'm pretty sure that it had like the bag of chips that they opened in yeah. there. Do you remember there was the Carmike here, but we had two of them for a time?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the one that's now.
The Alameda the one.
Yes.
Actually, there was the Alameda, and then there's the one that turned. The one that turned
yeah. into a Red Robin.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
Yes. I never went to that
one. Did you ever? Oh, you didn't? Okay, because mm-hmm. I used to get the nachos from there all the time, and they were like good. You know yeah. what I mean? And they were like, you know, $4 or $5, but I thought it was worth it. Yeah. These ones are on par with those.
Okay.
But I mean, you get a freaking drink, nachos yeah. and a hot dog, and you could get that for like $8. Yeah. And it's like, are you kidding me?
You're like $20 and like, you get to watch a movie.
I know, yeah. because it's almost like, you know, I don't mean to say that it's fooling anybody, but it kind of is, because they're going to make more money on concessions because... Although the $5 is what got me through the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then everything else is still cheaper than a regular movie theater. I don't mind splurging, but then at the end of the day, you know, I still spent $40 yeah. at the same, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still, that's good business though, because yeah. I'm happy about yeah. the $40 I spent. I'm not pissed. Like, even if the movies that I went and watched were totally sucked, I'd be like, I only paid $5 for my ticket, whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I sat there and drank some soda and ate some popcorn. I'm good. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah, everything that I've been remotely interested in, I'm just like, well, we're going to Blackfoot to watch that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I dig that theater, and I wish that they would advertise more, because I think a lot of people would.
Oh, and they've also had, like, little special showings. There was Once Upon a Time, or...
Like the TV series?
No, there was a... They were advertising at Fandom Con here in Pocatello.
Oh, okay.
And they released in a bunch of the Regals cinemas, and this one apparently fell under that, and they released it to that theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you know, if I was a small theater like that, you know, and any theater really, like any small theater, like a community theater where you don't have to run things by corporate, and I don't know if they're affiliated with a big box office company.
With Regal for the ability to get a lot of these movies, uh-huh. but might not be...
Controlling the business yeah. aspect of it, of like, because, you know, they have Pepsi there or whatever, mm. and they could have whatever they want kind of deal. Yeah, because, I mean, I would set up events like, you know, with those anime movies that never come out, and just advertise that at, like, I don't know, the local college. What
Fathom Events does?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do some fun stuff like that just to get people to go to the movies and then buy concessions, because they're going to make a killing on concessions. Well, I mean, could you imagine?
That's what all movie theaters do. That's where they get their money. It's concessions.
Well, exactly.
To a point. For the most part. Because the first X amount of time, they only get like one.
Yeah.
They don't get single digit percentages. Mm-hmm. As the weeks go on after like 3 or 4 weeks, unless there's been like super negotiation, which right. Disney does a lot to, like, no, we're going to keep like 99% of this for 2 months, and you have to guarantee to keep it for 6. There's sometimes negotiations like that, but it's definitely single digits like first couple weeks, and then it starts growing the percentage growing.
So when you re-release a movie like that, not re-release, but what would you call it? Renting it, basically. Do you know what I mean? Like, say that we owned it, let's say that they are going to put
like Avatar being re-released, or what the other stuff like
that. Yeah. So I wonder what the payout is on that. Do you know what I mean? I hope it's large for the companies that are holding it, because those events would be cool. Mm-hmm. Like, if Blackfoot Movie Mill was like, we're going to play a one-time showing Saturday night of Miyazaki's Spirited Away.
Yeah.
I mean, we get all our friends together. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Miyazaki, we go there, we nacho. You know what I mean? I feel like they would make a good, you know? Mm-hmm. But the key is advertising. It's all advertising. You know what I mean? It really is. Like, I don't understand why they don't use the college more. I mean, maybe it's because they can't.
They can't because way like decade plus ago, you didn't have to be a student to go there,
right?
And then local theaters started going, well, people are going here because it's $1 to get in for general mm-hmm. public. No, we're not going to allow that. So AMC or Carmike at the time,
but I mean, like, advertising wise, Do you know what I mean? Like, could
ISU doesn't need to advertise.
No, I mean, like, but, could Blackfoot Movie Meal send somebody over, post flyers at ISU saying, hey, come check us out on Saturday, blah, 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 blah. We're filming or we're showing, you know, Spirited Away and $5 tickets. Do you know what I mean?
I don't see there wouldn't be any competition.
See,
I wouldn't
but see, don't you think that'd be a smart idea? I mean, because like when I was in ISU, I mean, that was where all. Like if somebody didn't tell me about it at school, I didn't know it was going on. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Most people, I mean, Blackfoot exists.
Right? But do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know, if I was a businessman and I own that business, I'd be trying to pull in, you know, the people in our age group, you know, and younger to, you know, come frequent this movie theater. And I would advertise at a college, you know, because that's a big thing around here. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of young people go there, a lot of young people from all across the nation and even the world, technically. Let's get some of that business.
It's not even a terrible drive. And
No, it's not, you know. But yeah, man, but watching movies with recliners and stuff like that, those AMC ones, they will always get my dollar because I watched Detective Pikachu there. And like I said, though, you know, back to your original question, I'm not 100% sure that it enhance the actual movie, but it really did enhance the movie going experience to the point that I'll come back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Home, I just, something about home, man. Like I can get into something at home. It doesn't matter how many people are with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've watched like Battle Angel, Alita Battle Angel with like seven people at my house, you know, and we're all talking and stuff. Yeah. And I still like get more out of it. And I was like, man, that was like really good. You know, it was good before, but now it's even better. Like, wow.
So there's also a theater in Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. It is a bar that is at, that happens to have.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. They're called Broovies.
Uh-huh.
So because
we should make a trip.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, it's totally worth it. Whenever we go down, we're like, should we watch a movie? Where are they playing?
Yeah.
So they've had to deal with some R-rated movies. They've had to deal with movies with nudity in them because Utah apparently has this
weird thing.
Yeah, where you can't serve alcohol and show a movie with nudity. You
with
can't,
boobs.
Yeah, you can't serve alcohol with an R-rated or lots of language. So they actually had some fights for some time. They've seen this show like Deadpool or stuff like that. They had issues with Deadpool. And they were able, I don't know, they must have won because...
That's so crazy that happens at the state level. That just, you know... Yeah. It's just like,
but
wow.
But it's a great place. Yeah. You just like order wings and your number comes up, dude. And you go back. And
I love
they have, like,
that, man.
Couches in the back. And then the seats, they're not like super reclined, but they have these bars in front of you or this table that runs across the back of the row in front of you.
Oh, okay. That you can put your stuff on. Yep. Oh, that's cool, man. Oh, yeah. So the bar place that I was at in Yakima had like the almost like, not like the airplane, a better version of that slides, you know, on like a little.
Kind of like a college
on a boom
classroom type of thing.
Yeah.
You pull this thing up
exactly,
and you lay it down.
Exactly.
I used to have those.
But
in
they
there.
Do have the one thing that they had that I can't remember if AMC had was Yakima had the ability to press a button and a waitress would come to your seat.
Okay. See, Broovies, you order out the bar and then you go into
that's
your theater.
That's how
and then a
AMC
number shows
was.
Up. And you, oh, well, that's my number.
So,
I go get my stuff.
Oh, so you go get yourself. Okay. So never
mind.
Yeah,
I
AMC, like, so like, okay, we're going to go see Sonic. Right. So we walk in there. Two for Sonic, and we pick our seats. Do you want anything else? Yeah, I'd like a soda, you know, order chicken wings and some nachos. And they're like, okay, we'll bring that right out to you.
Because nice.
They know your seat number, so the food's attached to your ticket
and
your seat.
Yeah.
So then you go back, and you just wait. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes out with your food, which totally cool.
Mm.
And, you know, the Yakima one was a little bit more intimate in the sense that you pressed a button. And, you know what I mean? In the very beginning, when they're showing like all the advertisements and stuff, there'll be waitresses and waiters there.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, does anybody over here want anything?
Mm-hmm.
But if you like want a refill on your beer halfway through, you know, Fantasy Island, you just press the button. They'll be like, hey, what can I get you? Hey, can I get a refill? Nice. You know what I mean?
There is one in Ogden now too. It's right by Fat Cats, if you know where Fat Cats is.
Is that another bar one?
Yeah, it's another Broovies.
Cool. Oh, another of the same branding too.
Yeah,
it's
the same company.
Okay, that's something else though. Are the rows long? Because I'm like, okay, let's say you're in the center of everything.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
That's
okay,
so I was like, how? So like, what? They're gonna walk past a dozen people? Like, sorry,
dude,
pardon me.
And that's the thing that kind of like, I mean, in order to make it work, you really had to have these short seats. So at this one, and now, I mean, don't quote me on this. Anybody that's ever actually been there, and I can't remember what the place was called, but it was like they were in clusters of four. Do you know what I mean? The chairs, the recliners were in clusters of four. So there was like,
yeah, that's not bad.
Four here, four down the middle, all these rows, and four down the right side, all these ones.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Idea what this theater is called?
Oh man, I can't even remember, man. If you just look up Yakima like totally bar just, movie theater, okay. I'm pretty sure it'll come up because it's the only one there, and a lot of people, you know, like it was like a local business, so it was, you know, everybody was local there pretty much. It must be that Yakima Theaters one. It has to be that one, right? Orion Cinema. See, I don't recognize any of those. I wonder if it went out of business. No, Mickey's Pub.
Mickey's
that's
Pub?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, Orion Cinema. That's it. Yeah. So that's it. That's the one that we went to. So it was at Mickey's Pub. And wow, that place was awesome. They had some of these, like, you know how, have you ever had like deep fried macaroni and cheese bites?
No. What?
Yes.
You've never had those? Like just regular ones?
I
like they're macaroni and cheese. Like that's like battered and deep fried into these little nuggets.
And yeah, now I feel like my life has been wasted.
Well, this place had like a homemade, like it tasted homemade. They probably got them frozen. I don't know. But they were Gouda macaroni and cheese bites. Oh, and goodness, they were so good, man. Every time we went there was not one time that we went there that we did not get two orders of those. They were just phenomenal. And their wings were great, too.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, man. Gouda macaroni and cheese bites.
Well, I just didn't even know macaroni and cheese bites were a thing.
Yeah, see so how they're set up like that?
Because like
It's almost like they're four in these little clusters. Do you know what I mean? And then there's the rows.
So it's just a normal movie theater, but they've taken out seats and put in more rows. Okay.
Hey, have you guys been to Blackfoot Movie Mill?
Yes.
Okay, no. So do you know how small those theaters are?
Yeah.
They were that big.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So there were smaller theaters, but there was way more leg room though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you had to make way for the waitresses and waiters and stuff. But it was totally awesome. And I don't think I ever went to one of those showings that wasn't like almost sold out. Do you know what I mean? You had to get your tickets early to these things.
If it's sold out, but there's not a lot of people in the theater, that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Like in the theater room, that's good.
Well, you don't feel crammed in.
Yeah, you don't feel crammed in like.
And like, the other thing about that movie theater is that I don't think I ever saw one person that didn't have something. Do you know what I mean? Like you go to the theater now, you go to the Big D that we have here in town. Yeah. You see tons of people like just having their water bottles and nothing else.
Yeah.
This place, there was always like somebody, oh, this person's got a basket of fries. That person's got popcorn and a drink. Oop, there's beers and shots. Do you know what I mean? Like everybody had something. Like everybody had something. So they were definitely making money off their concessions there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which, you know,
they got to pay for
that. That keeps them alive. Yeah. Man.
Waitresses. And did you tip waitresses there?
Didn't really have to. Well, no, that's not true. No, I did.
Off of their official website.
There it is. See how I mean the four, how there's like four.
Yeah, that's not bad.
See how cool is that? Huh?
Well, there's no cuddling as easy. Or does that, I guess you could.
No, you're right. There isn't as much cuddling there.
That's the thing. You know, these big old theaters, like, oh yeah, the chairs are awesome.
Right.
And occasionally I like to like snuggle up.
Right. And you know, I'm always surprised because like, don't you think these look like executive, like leather chairs? Do you know what I mean? I'm always surprised that people that have like the home movie theater experience, like a real mini home movie theater at their mansion or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They always, a lot of them anyway, okay, go with that design. I would never go with that design if I was making a theater.
I think
room.
It's to just be more authentic.
See it? I just would never do that. You know who did it the best, I think? I was watching a design digest or architecture digest of Aaron Paul. Do you guys know who Aaron Paul is?
The name sounds familiar,
but
I don't know.
Okay, so Breaking Bad. The main character, Walter White,
he's
the sidekick of him.
Jesse. Oh,
okay. Jesse, he's Jesse, yes.
He's from Emmett.
Yes, from Emmett, Idaho.
Yeah.
So he has this mansion in, like, I think it's McCall, Idaho.
Okay.
And they were doing a walkthrough for the Architectural Digest. And his movie theater has the extra wide couches. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so that the seats are like wider. So you could actually lay two people on the seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the couch. He's got like a big giant, you know, sectional in front. And on the next level, there's another sectional and all these comfy pillows and blankets. And I'm like, yes, that is a theater room right there. Yeah. That's how I want to watch my movies in my house anyway.
Yeah. That'll be all like super relaxed. And
I want to see that Invisible Man. And I want to see that again. And again.
Sonic.
And again.
That's what it's for, you know, the people that can't see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The other one was the Invisible Man.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Do they have passes?
Oh, on this is Brewies that you guys are looking at.
Yeah,
ooh,
$5
Tuesdays, man. All right. We got to go there. We got to go there and watch something high, what do you call it? You know, high hype, like a super hype movie, like Black Widow or Top Gun. And then we got to talk about it.
It's awesome.
Actually, yeah. Not Top Gun, because I want to see Top Gun in IMAX. I will go to Top Gun IMAX like opening night.
Oh, I want to see New Mutants. I really hope they continue on with the story on that, because it was supposed to be multiple movies.
Really?
Yes.
Is this the first movie that's coming out then?
Well, this was the first movie that was being set up when it was owned by Fox.
Okay.
And this Disney bought it, one, because it's an R-rated horror mutant movie.
Disney bought that?
Well, Disney bought Fox, so they bought this horror.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It is a horror X-Men movie.
They all look like teenagers. Is it like...
Yes, it is the New Mutants.
They're hitting my spots right now, man. I'm already sold now.
This is an X-Men. New Mutants is part of the X-Men franchise.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Do they have cool powers? Like,
yeah, they still have powers. Lasers? And they have, like, ghosts and things that are trying to kill them. Like, this is a horror movie. This is a scary
very
movie.
Cool. So does Doctor Strange and Ghost Rider make an appearance? Because that would be cool.
Probably.
Hey, what do you think of this movie that's coming out called Bloodshot? See, that's another one.
I don't know
anything
about it.
Like, Bloodshot is one of those movies that I saw the trailer and I was like, yeah, that looks pretty sweet. You know, for an action movie, I would not go see it for $15. But you know what? I'll toss $5 to go check it out. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, movies like that. Movies like The Invisible Man or... I recently watched a movie called... I don't know if you guys have heard of it, called The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. And it's like an A24, like an artsy horror movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just those two in it pretty much the whole entire time. But the acting is superb. But something like that, I would have totally paid $5 to see in the theaters. You know, I'm not going to go spend $15 to see it, but I would totally. So movie theater companies, if you're listening, just drop the prices, man. I'll go every
week.
Drop
the prices and provide alcohol.
Provide alcohol, because Anthony needs to get his drink on.
No, I actually provide the deep fried.
Oh man, the Gouda.
Honestly,
Gouda
it's
bites,
nice
man.
To get hot wings.
Can you actually look at the menu at Mikey's Bar or Mickey's Pub in Yakima? Because you got to show him the actual like Gouda bites thing under appetizers. There it is, dude. Look at that. All right, let's see what we got.
Let's see.
But they're incredible, man.
So at the Brewies, they have a 7 for $7.99 thing.
What?
So before 3 p.m. and after 9 p.m., you can get boneless wings, half nachos, corn dogs, chicken tenders, pulled pork, chicken marinara, and a 10-inch pepperoni pizza.
What? All for $7.99?
I'm kind of wondering if that's just like each.
Yeah,
each. That's each a lot thing. Now that I say that. I'm going to guess each one of those.
Each entree is going to be $7.99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, considering the Gouda and bacon mac and cheese bites are $10.95.
Yes, they're expensive. So worth it, though.
This is completely different.
This is at Mickey's Pub.
I was talking about Brewies.
Yeah, you were talking about Salt Lake. We were talking about... Yeah.
Still, a 10-inch pizza for $7.99? Like, I would totally eat a pizza in the theater, you know, at that price, honestly.
Hot wings are actually an awesome thing to have.
I'm totally there with you. Seriously, because that's the other thing that this place had. So I think that... I can't remember exactly, but it was either like a Huckleberry Thai chili or something on their wings. But man, me and my wife got them every time. That was the staple. It was going to be Gouda bites and wings. And then, you know, if we're hungry or whatever, something else. But at the AMC one, I got like, I got a dessert, which was like hazelnut mini churros. So they're like these mini churros that they cut up, and then inside of it's like a Nutella type stuff, which I really liked.
So the deep fried mac and cheese, what I'm seeing, they look kind of like, the outside looks like a hush puppy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They're
so they're so good. Oh, but it doesn't feel like corny like that, though. That. You know what I mean? It's not going to...
Like, I see it open. It's definitely not a hush puppy, so we're good.
They're so delicious, man.
It just reminds me of that.
So freaking good. A lot of people... they were served with, like, ranch or blue cheese, but, man... And I dipped it in that, and I was like, yeah, this is good. But, man, just by themselves, they were incredible.
I really like that this... the Google is, like... Google deep-fried mac and cheese, and then the second, like the first option was near me. So it knows me.
I wonder if they have Gouda. I wonder if they have not Gouda, but if macaroni and cheese bites at some chain restaurant.
I thought I had tried them at TGIF.
Okay, see, that would have been my first guess, dude, right there.
But it's been like over a decade.
And they don't have a TGIF anymore, do they?
I don't know. I haven't been in.
I don't think so.
These places in so long. And the other thing is also when I see a TGIF, I'm like, oh, well, cool.
That's a thing.
Like, yeah.
I worked at a TGIF as a bartender, so I could do the flair.
Oh, nice.
But the other cool thing about that place is that I love that Jack glaze, man. Mm-hmm. That Jack Daniel's glaze on everything.
Nice.
Like Jack Daniel glaze steak, Jack Daniel glaze burger. Like, I would just bathe in that stuff, man. It's so good. So good. But yeah, that's funny that you said TGIF because I was about to say that. Like, I was like, they probably would have
something. I'm pretty sure that's where I tried it at.
I know that Olive Garden has like a lasagna, a fried lasagna appetizer that's like deep fried.
I've heard of it, but yeah, I haven't had it.
Yeah.
I was tempted to, but
yeah, I've always been tempted to. I always look at it in the menu and I'm like, I'm going to get that. This is going to be the time. And it never is, man.
Maybe I'll have to.
Cause like your entree fills you up so much at Olive Garden that it's hard to get appetizers. Cause it feels
Well, especially if you get like the unlimited, you know, soup and salad and you're just like, and there's tons of breadsticks.
And breadsticks. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Man.
Yeah.
I've gone there super hungry and just puttered out on salad and breadsticks in the very beginning because I ate four breadsticks and two plates of salad. You know, because
they even like bring extra salad. And
then
like,
I'm just like, oh man! And then it's like, here's your tour of Italy with lasagna and fettuccine and chicken parmesan. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I did order that too. Oh man, you know, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap this one up.
Let's wrap it up.
And we'll continue into the next one.
And then if you guys subscribe on Patreon, you can see what we have to say on Geeks Are Wireless.
Here, what we have to say.
Here.
Here.
Here, here.
So, I have the greatest famous last words. Okay. I'm going to really go last, so you guys have to go.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Anthony.
It's a GIF, not JIF.
Okay. Mine is, cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
So, Anthony, what's 5Q plus 5Q?
5Q plus 5Q?
Yes.
Would it be 10Q?
You're welcome.